even understand. Or even if you notice, I've been saying graffiti writer. When I'm saying graffiti writer, that's someone who does traditional hip-hop style writing. So you're writing your name on the wall. Where one distinction I make and a lot of graffiti writers make is that graffiti art typically is the form of graffiti that is done with permission or that's sanctioned, or it's a commission. So it can still be hip-hop letters, like it can still be your name, but it was just that it was done legally. Where graffiti, it sometimes gets like misused in the way that they'll just, someone will call anything done with spray paint graffiti, and it's like, well, no, it's not like traditionally tying itself to style writing. Where some people see the term graffiti as an insult, and it's like, no, it's just like, it's just a style. Where one distinction I make is just like, I usually just refer to murals, or my murals, as like spray can art murals, where it's just spray can art. And there's even a book from the 80s called Spray Can Art, that is, I don't know, a good reference point too, just for learning a lot about graffiti. But even the term street art is very loaded. Street art comes after graffiti. Street art is actually a byproduct of graffiti and was made by graffiti writers. Where street art more so often refers to wheat pasting, stencils, and anything that's more kind of like a political statement, where in itself graffiti writing is a political statement in the way that you're saying that I have an identity, I don't want it to be constrained or constructed by the rules of markets or capitalism, I just want it to exist. Where street art more so is specifically about a specific political subject or social issue, but street art unfortunately has like been co-opted a lot. Where even if you think of people like Banksy, I don't see street art as always being done as like a pure intention. A lot of times you'll see someone even do something, like a commentary on like stop the genocide in Gaza. And then they'll sign their name next to it. And it's like, why do you need a sign in your name? It's a lot of co-opting, where, even in my own case where I've done political graffiti in the past, I just don't sign it. It's just I'm doing it for the movement, for the cause, where then sometimes you'll see people like Banksy or similar to Banksy, they'll do something like that. And it's just like super vague, and it's just a lot easier for people to consume, and people more readily look at the super abstracted, like incoherent street art and think, yeah, that's the thing that's saying something, where they'll look at graffiti, style writing, hip-hop, and say, that's just trash, that's vandalism, where it's like, well, one of these here has a very pure intention of just saying, here's my identity, I want to be seen, I want to be understood this way. The other one's saying, ooh, here's some cool imagery that is provocative or interesting in some way, I don't know what I'm saying, or I do know what I'm saying, and I want it to be rewarding for me somehow, even though I'm capitalizing off of a social issue. So it's, very contentious within graffiti world.
Yeah, I can see it. So you used to be a graffiti writer, still are today, but you would spray paint unsanctioned graffiti writing and letters on places. Now you are also a professional artist and you are commissioned to do murals. What was that transition like from being a college kid painting gems to now getting paid for your art? Is there anything that you miss from the good old days?
Yeah, I mean, with graffiti writing, having my agency and over the name Gems is a bit freeing, obviously, where now since I was arrested for graffiti in 2017, I can't write the name Gems illegally in Pittsburgh anymore without it being tied back to me, and then I go to jail because I'm on probation for the rest of my life. As far as that transition, though, since I was arrested, initially I was looking at like 2 to 3 years and like $128,000 restitution. And I was just graduating college and I was like, oh my God, like this is going to ruin my life. I was kind of like, all right, I need to like make some money quick. I started making some art pieces with Gems tags on them and things like that. And with this, I'm definitely not saying that like you need to be arrested and be a number one most wanted graffiti writer to start a mural career. It was more so like, okay, I owe a lot of money. I don't owe student loans, but I own I owe a lot of money. Better start making money somehow. I've developed this following. People know me as Gems, and I can't write that name anymore. All right, then I'll just start using the name in a way that still gives me control over it, but not as in a freeing of a way. But if anything, what really pushed me into muralism was that I had put so many years into learning how to use spray paint and how to use it very quickly and use it in pitch black, so that when I started to do
2 5 7 2 5 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 0 2 5 7 2 5 7 2 5 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 0.
You are listening to Chop Chop on WRCTEEE.
They have made us into robots to show off in their coded walls. Human stores carefully programmed with electronic umbilical cords, stitches and screws fabricated and insulated by material microduts.
Thank you.
Estas, convalescerna id, lacinia justo. Gras ultras is odio ecetoku luctus, et bifendum magna rudrum. Nullum fuja id nib necu. Chop chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh is home for Chop Chop.
Michael Jackson invented the Illuminati. MJ taking on Tommy Mottola. The corporate battle. The very rock and roller. With you on the Beatles. Who killed?
Hello? 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 Thank you. everybody feel good? I'll tell you something. I don't know how to say many things in Swedish. I can look at a girl and say...
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Stop, 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 chop, chop.
Thank you. I do apologize. Weird.
F off, back to Russia, F off, back to Russia.
Separate gorillas.